Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve you, Almighty God. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We come to bless you today. We come to honor you. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We say hallelujah to you, Almighty. You are Almighty God. You are the Lord that we need. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have covered us. You have protected us, even shaped us in our mother's belly. What an amazing friend you are. You are God. You are Lord. We thank you. You knew us before you shaped us and formed us in our mother's belly. And we appreciate you, Lord God. We come to bless and honor you in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning. Good morning. What a wonderful day it is today to serve our King, the Almighty God, the Lord of Lords, the one who blew his breath into our very body. You know, the one that created us, the one who created the whole earth and gave us a garden to live in. Lord, forgive us for any time, for any way we have destroyed the garden, oh God. Any way we've misunderstood the purpose of the garden, oh God. And how, forgive us, Lord God, for infiltrating the waters with trash and destroying the trees that put oxygen into the land. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say, hallelujah, you are almighty. You're the one who forgives us. Help us, oh God, to follow your plan. Well, good afternoon today. I mean, sorry, good morning. This is February the 12th, 2022.
Good morning.
What an amazing Father we serve. He's the Almighty God. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Nobody's great like our God. Nobody can compare to how great he is. He is the shepherd. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. And in case you don't know his name, oh, we offer and extend salvation to you. Oh, yeah, you know, we're going to live eternally. Not this body suit, this flesh suit we live in. No, but we got a spirit on the inside of us that's going to live forever. So we got to prepare. We got to decide where we want that spirit to go. Where do we want it to go? It's going to be here eternally. Do we want to go up with the Father or down with the demon? You know where you want to go. We have to decide. I thank God that he gave us a choice, but wisdom chooses. If you're wise, you will choose to go with the Father. If you're ignorant, don't be ignorant to Satan's devices now. He'll try to, you know how he did Adam and Eve? Yeah, you know, he tricked them out their home. Don't let him trick you out of your home in the name of Jesus. Well, this morning, we thank God for each of you all coming on with us. We serve an amazing Father. He is King. He is Lord. He's the Shepherd of Shepherds. We have Karen Attell on with us this morning. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Father. You know, we serve the Almighty. When I tell you he's Almighty, it's nothing that he can do. Good morning, Karen. How is Houston, Texas?
It's doing good. It's a little bit chilly this morning, and it'll get chillier this afternoon, and I'm going to do praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for each of you all coming on this morning. We thank God that we live, oh, my God, by the Almighty's hand. He blew his breath into us. Well, guess what, you all? Somebody on you had a birthday on Thursday. They turned a century old because the Father God ordered their steps. God knew this person before he formed and shaped them in his mother, in their mother's belly. The mighty woman of God lives in Appleton, Georgia. The Bible says the number 100 means a part of the whole, which itself only is a part of great totality. This mighty woman is a great part of our lives on Bible Storyland. She has blessed us on Bible Storyland Saturday after Saturday for years. So, yeah, we thank God this morning for this mighty woman of God. We have, she's a mighty, mighty woman. God has given her abundant life for 100 years. Can you imagine living 100 years? And listen, the Almighty has blessed her with excellent mental strength. She still sings, but today we are honoring Mother Ludell today as we celebrate her 100th birthday. February 10th was her birthday. We thank God. God has picked her up with 100 loving kindness and favor to her. Psalms 91:16 says, the Lord said, with long life will I satisfy you, show you my salvation. So we thank God for Mother Ludell. We love you so much, and we are grateful that God has given you long life. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. So this morning, we're going to call on a mighty woman of God from Paducah, Kentucky, to give you honor. We call now Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Pastor Donna.
Good morning, Minister G. God bless you. Mother, you
sound a little bit far away. You sound far away. Can you come
closer to
the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mother Ludell, we love you. We thank God for you. We thank God for the example that you have for us, that you have given to us. The Bible says that the aged women are to teach the younger women, and you have done just that. I would rather see a sermon than hear a sermon any day. And when you come on Bible Storyland, you always have a message for us, a message in song. Try Jesus is one of the songs that you sing, and we thank God that we have him in our lives directing us. So, Mother Ludell, you are an example for us. We thank God for you. We are encouraged when we hear you come on Bible Storyland. The Lord has blessed you to see 100 years. Oh, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for you. God bless you. We thank God for your daughters, Mary Jean and Tina, and the whole family for sharing you with all of us. God bless you, Mother Ludell. We love you. Amen.
You there, Mother Ludell?
Yes.
Mother?
Yes.
Okay,
Good morning to each and everyone. So I'm sure that you have heard the good news. You know, we always hear the bad, but I think we heard some good news this week. And I'd just like to thank God for his time that he gave me. And most of all, I thank God that myself was obedient to his word along the way. Because he said in one instance, if you trust me, and I will let you live a long life. Not exactly like that, but it's been saying something like that. But see, this week been one of the precious and blessed week I ring in my life. Because, you know, Miss G, honestly, now you're going to think I'm saying something I'm not supposed to say, but you know what? I know 99, and next thing is 100, right? But you know, I hadn't thought about it. I hadn't thought about it at all. I was just saying 99, 99, 99. You know when you say 99, it's 100. But none of it looks like God just, I won't say he surprised me because it's already been planned out. As you all know, it's already been planned out. But I just want to say briefly that I thank you all. I enjoy your program, your prayers, and your word of God. So this morning we're going up to the church to have it's something like we going up there and we just going to go around the church, you know, and talk and fellowship, all that sort of stuff, and everybody come home. So we'll go back tomorrow in the morning really for the next part of it, just quickly and brief. And I wish some of y'all could have been here to see, but you still may see it. I don't know. So I just ask the prayers of all to y'all, and I'll be continue praying for y'all, you know, along the way, because that's what it takes right now is prayer. That's what God asks us to do, pray for one another and love each one another as he loves us, because, you know, God hadn't sinned now, but he died that we would live. And the reason that we are here this morning talking because he died and he lived now just for us. Thank you.
All right, don't hang up yet. Somebody want to say something to you. Mother Fanny is on from Daytona Beach. She has something she want to tell you. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
Good morning, darling.
First, I want to thank God.
Uh-huh.
First, I want to thank God for Mother Ludell.
Yes,
thank God. Because, you know, a lot of younger people are going on, but God spared her life to be in the NAMA one more time. And
yes.
I just thank him so much. He has been so good to her. The 100 years, that is a blessing from heaven above. Give her 100 years. And I pray God will be with her. And I pray God will give her many more years to be around and be in the number one more time. Thank God, thank our Heavenly Father for everything that he has done for her and for us all. Because he is one good, wonderful God. We can't give him the credit that we owe to give him. But God, he knows best.
That's
he knows best. And he loves us so much. And I pray we all honor him always to the end of our lives.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Mother.
Thank you.
She travels on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She wants to acknowledge you, Mother Ludell. Good morning, Jackie. She's here.
Good morning, Mother Ludell. I just want to say happy birthday to you. The Lord has spared you to see 100 years. You are a blessing.
I never thought it would happen. Someone told me here not too long ago. Said something like Ludell says. I'm praying to God to let me live as long as you. I said, but you know what happened? I put it into action, you know, because I tried to honor all elder people. I tried to be nice to everybody. I tried to love everybody. And that way, you still abide by God's word. And so he said, But anyway, I just never did say that. I was just going on 91, 92, 93, 94, 95. I should have known and understood 99 and next 100. But y'all, I've got my hand up right now. I was just going through the 90s. Ain't thinking where I was headed. But the God just blessed me and let me go where it would be, the 100. And y'all may not believe what I'm saying, but honestly, it was surprising, like somebody had shot me. Thursday was the 10th, I think. And when I came, somebody said, "Oh, you 100?" I said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Yes, you are, you Ludell. But anyway, go. Okay, put some of this on that now. Let me hear from them.
All right.
Bless you. Bless you. God bless you.
Right.
All right. Karen, I tell play happy birthday song for you. Karen, would you play happy birthday for Mother Ludell?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Everybody,
amen.
We all say happy birthday on the count of three. We're going to say happy birthday to Mother Ludell. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday, Sister Ludell.
Thank you.
We are so glad put you in our lives. We love you. We love you. We love you. We are so grateful that God put you in our lives.
Yes.
We love you. We just want to tell you thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of our lives. We're not going to keep you because we know you got a fourth celebration to do today. But
yes.
You told me you are that you have a drive-by birthday party for her today.
Right.
So
right.
She's going to that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
At 11. No. It's at 12. At 1. We're going to be at the church at 12:30. And
okay. All right.
Have a little celebration there shortly. It's not going to be long. Because I got to go back tomorrow. If the Lord says so.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. We're going to continue to pray for you. We thank God for lost life, and we thank God for who you are in our lives. We appreciate
yes.
you. We love you so much.
I love you all, too, and I always enjoy looking forward to on Saturday when it was possible.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing from you next Saturday, too. Get that song ready.
Ready.
Yeah, get the song ready for next Saturday. We'll be...
Uh-huh. Yeah, if nothing happened.
I know that's true. But we love you, and we thank God for you, so we'll talk to you next Saturday. We're going to let you
all
get
right,
ready
yeah.
for your birthday.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank everybody. May God bless each and every one of you, and let you be happy and joyful and have a long life.
Hey, man, we receive that blessing. Thank you.
Oh, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we are so blessed to be a part of your life. We thank God for you. All right. Well, I want to tell you about something. God has, I'm going to mute some lines here. All right. Hold on 1 second. All right. Well, I thank the Lord for allowing us to celebrate with Mother Ludell today. He's an awesome King, a mighty God. You know there's no God like our God. He is awesome. He is mighty. He is holy. He is God. So this is a new season, a new time, a new year. And the Lord has given new days on Bible Storyland. So on the second Saturday, it will be called a day of dedication. So today it's the second Saturday month, we're having a day of dedication. On the third Saturday of each month, it will be a day of thanksgiving. And the fourth Saturday of each month, it'll be a day of praise unto our God. So we thank God that he, you know, has set us up and given us a new life. He knows the plan now. He has great plans for all of us. So today, we're going to continually praise God. We're going to honor him. And we have, I'm sorry, I have an echo, so I'm trying to discover where the echo is coming from. Anyway, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us, as you well know. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord this morning. We thank God for her. Good morning again, Pastor Donna. Let God have his way as you sing a song of praise.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister G. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world uproar, if I can spread love's message that the Master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain.
Amen.
Ooh, amen. That was beautiful. We thank God for that awesome song. Beautiful and powerful. We thank God for you this morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. We have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. We thank God for you all, each of you. All right, Jackie, it's on you.
Good morning, Sister G. As you all know, we're having our Black History program today. Sister G is going to MC for me. Thank you, Sister G. And we're going to have a good time. We have a lot of good things going on. I wish my cousin Donna could be here to help us, because we definitely need someone to play the piano and sing. what I know she can't be everywhere and do everything, but I thank God for her anyway. So we have a lot of good people that's coming today, so we're going to put some of it on Facebook so you will be able to see it. But in the meantime, I just like to sing my song, Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, I feel better. So much better, Lord, since I laid my burdens down. Lord, I feel better. So much better since I laid my burdens down. Every round goes, Lord, higher and higher, Lord, since I laid my burdens down. Lord, every round goes higher and higher since I laid my burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord, Lord, since I laid my burdens down. Burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord, since I laid my burdens down. I'm going home, yes, live with Jesus, Lord, yes, since I laid my burdens down. Lord, I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burdens down. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my
burdens down.
Thank you.
Glory, 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 hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Oh, yeah. Since I laid my burden down, I'd be better. So much better. Since I laid my burden down.
How about taking it away from you?
Thank you.
All right. Well, I had a few more minutes, so I couldn't sit still. Yes.
Thank you.
I can breathe better, you know, since I laid my burden down and turn it over to God.
Yes, Lordy.
He'll take care of it. Lordy. He's not taking care of mine. And what he did for me, he'll do it for you.
Amen.
He ain't got no respect. He ain't got no respect for folks. No, no,
amen.
No, no. Lee Williams can say no, no, no.
Okay.
I'm through
thank
now.
You so much.
I'm going to be just like Sister Lou Bell when I get old.
We're calling it forth. Well, we thank God for you, Mother Lucia. We have Mother Fanny. She's going to sing a song of praise, too.
All right.
Mother Fanny?
Mm-hmm.
You want to sing a song of praise to God? All right.
Yeah. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Yes.
Walk
yes.
with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk
Walk
with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While the moon just clears the journey. Lord, I want Jesus. I want Jesus to walk with me. You walk with the Master. Please walk with me. You walk with the Mother. Please walk with me. While the moon just fills the journey. Allah, I want Jesus. Allah, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Well, we have one person want to sing, want to play a song of happy birthday to you. We got Sister Gloria Jean on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to play a song, a happy birthday song for you, Mother Lizelle. Go ahead, Sister Gloria Jean.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead and play the birthday song.
Okay, we'll do the birthday song for our dear mother. Praise God. And everybody can sing happy birthday. Okay.
Are you okay, Pastor?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Sister G?
Yeah, we can
Hello?
Hear you now. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can
yes.
hear me.
Can you hear us? Yes.
I can hear you very well.
Okay.
Amen. So I was just thanking God and letting you know that I'm honored to be with you all, and also giving tribute to the 100-year birthday celebration of the different selections and the praise and testimony just has blessed my soul this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Sister G, shall I go forward with the dedication
yes.
portion of the message? Okay. So I just want to thank God for his goodness and for his mercy, which endures forever. You know, and I was just reminiscing back, and I remember pretty much how Rock of Ages Media Ministries International began. I'm not going to go too deep into that testimony, but we started with a little of nothing, with a little of nothing. And I remember that was the most difficult time to serve the Lord when you don't have much to show for it. But that's where dedication comes in, because I could still look back and see that though we didn't have these things that some of you may take for granted today in ministry, amen, we didn't have air conditioning, we didn't have heating, we didn't have water, and the list can go on. We didn't have proper lighting. Glory to God. I can remember preaching a sermon in one of my first church buildings with an overcoat on. And I'm not talking about the kind we wear today, look, you know, sleekish, but I'm talking about a heavy overcoat. And I remember I was preaching Ezekiel, and while I was preaching, I still was freezing. And I said, just imagine if I wasn't moving right now, because I was moving around the church, but I had audience, you know, and the audience was there. They sat through it. They enjoyed it. That particular building, by the way, we would give out clothes there. We had a facility for the homeless, and we had church services going on, and we were feeding the hungry. So we didn't have much, but one thing we did have, and that was dedication. And, you know, that brings my attention to just a few notes that God had me to jot down concerning this day of dedication. I call it dedication of body, soul, and spirit. Dedication of body, soul, and spirit. And from Psalms, the 42nd chapter, this comes, and it says, as the deer panteth, my soul. Wait, as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Hallelujah. As the deer panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Yes, hallelujah. That deer is dedicated to the water. He or she sees safety in that water, because when the deer actually goes into the water, the deer scent is lost, and that those wolves or whatever enemies that are after them, they can't find them because their scent is lost. In other words, they're protected. And as we will dedicate our lives to God, glory to God, God puts his hand of protection. I could even go as far as saying he puts a halo around us. And it is a halo of protection from the enemy. So the enemy will not overtake us in those days that we are, those beginning days that we don't fully have it together. Amen? And it doesn't matter if we are in the prime of our ministry and we do have it together, we still need that ark of protection from the Lord. Because without God, we can do nothing. Can I get an amen? Even if you're muted, you could just give God an amen on that. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so it goes on in Psalms 42. It says, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Hallelujah. My soul thirsted. Hallelujah. I'm not just looking for protection for my body by, you know, if I was the deer and I want to get in that water, my body needs protection, but so does my soul. My soul needs protection. Have mercy. Glory to God. He that winneth souls is wise, the Bible says. You know, the spirit, see, we are made up of a spirit, a soul, and a body. And if I would ask you what is the most important, you would automatically choose, well, it's the spirit. The spirit is the most important. Well, in one sense, or to the most sense, it probably is. But the soul is so dearly important. It is so dearly important. Because the devil is not after your spirit. He's after your soul. And that's why the Bible says that he that winneth souls is wise. It never said that he that winneth spirits are wise. He that winneth bodies, you know, to bring to their congregation is wise. It says he that winneth souls. Why? Because if you win a person's soul, you win them. So God needs to protect our soul as well as our spirit and body. And I'm going to just say thank you, Jesus, for you. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Wonderful Hallelujah. Jesus. And then he goes on to say, hallelujah. He goes on to say, after he said, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? See, in that day they could have said Apostle Bailey, which at that time I wasn't called Apostle Bailey. They could say, where is your God? Why don't you have these bare necessities? Well, I don't know, but I know he has a perfect plan. And as I sat here thinking about it just before I was called up, I was, you know, not expecting to be called up at that moment. The Lord was showing me why, in a sense. He was just showing me why I went back there, I don't know. I didn't think about that prior to this morning. And what he was showing me is that he stripped me completely. I guess similar to what he did Job. And Job was perfect. He was a perfect man, the Bible says. He was serving God in excellence, and he was a very rich man until the devil and God had that conversation. And the devil said, well, the only reason he's serving you is because you have put a hedge around him, or that halo I was talking about, that armor protection. Anybody can serve God when things are going well. But the devil told God, I believe if you would remove, I know if you would remove that hedge, he would curse you and die. My God. That's what the devil told God. And God had to prove the devil was a lie. God had to strip to prove it. And Job was stripped down to nothing. He was not only stripped, but he was sick. And I'm pretty sure he was emotionally disturbed by the things, the loss of his family and his herds and of course, his health. But he stood dedicated. And that's what we're talking about. And God said, Apostle Bailey, that's what I did you. I stripped you down that there was nothing for the devil to even get at. And I proved to the devil you're going to serve me no matter what. But it wasn't just to prove that I was like Job. It was because stripping is good sometimes. A man that a man that expects nothing shall never be disappointed, because they don't expect anything. So if you give them anything, no matter what it is, they're surprised and blessed, because they was expecting zero, and you blessed them when you gave them that dollar. Could have been something small. They said, wow, a man who expects nothing. So the same goes for a man who has nothing. I had nothing to show for it. And God said, that's good. Because you're like my son also. I stripped him down too on the cross. I not only stripped him on the cross, but he was beaten, ridiculed, spat upon. But yet he stood humble. The Bible says while they were nailing the nails in his hand and his feet, whipping him and cursing him, he did not say a mumbling word. Now that's humility at the highest level. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. So God says,
hallelujah,
that sometimes is good. Why is
amen,
that?
Amen.
Why is it good to be punished? Why is it good to suffer? It's not about suffering in general, but it's suffering for his sake. A lot of times we could have went and got a job and made a better living than serving God in the church. Because in the church, we're doing a lot of physical labor there too. And we're getting less in return because we are on our post. God has placed us there. And he says, don't move. Peace, be still. Be still and know that I'm God. You see? His name is Elohim. And El means mighty power. Just El alone, that's how great he is. Just the word El of Elohim means mighty power. And when you put the word together, Elohim, it means mighty creative power that sustains. That he can put something in place and tell it to stay there, and it won't move. So he says, Apostle Bailey, you stay continually dedicated to my work. Don't worry about what you could be doing. Don't look at somebody else's life. But why else is that important for me, for a person to suffer in the things of God? And it's not just relating to the things of God, but to suffer in general. Why? Because his son, because Jesus the Christ, our Savior, the living sacrifice on the cross, because he also suffered. Shall Jesus bear this cross alone? and let the world go free? Or are we going to help him carry that cross? What, he needs our help, right? No, he don't need our help.
Yeah.
He's God all by himself. You need his help. I need his help. So I'm going to help him bear the cross. As I help him bear the cross, you know what I'm actually doing? I am sharing in his suffering. My God. Because that cross, I'm pretty sure, was pretty heavy at times. He even fell down 3 times. Not the God part of him, but the man part of him. Because that was a heavy cross. So if I help him carry that, some of that load going to be on me. When he fall, I may fall with him. Skin my knee. Hurt myself. Just as he did himself. But the important thing, I'm sharing in his suffering. Everybody want to share in his glory. We think that's what it's all about. But the Bible says the trying of your faith produces patience. And when patience has had its perfect work in you, then and then only shall you be complete. Then and then only shall you be complete, lacking in nothing. See, that's where the perfection comes in. But it starts off with trials and tribulations. It starts off with suffering. It starts off with suffering in for his sake and for his cause. See, Jesus loves us so much that he don't want to just allow us to share in his blessings, even though that feels much better than his sufferings. He don't want a part of us, and he don't want to give us a part of him. He want to give all to us. My God, why did he go there? You mean Jesus want me to suffer with him? Yeah. If you suffer for his sake, glory to God, God will elevate you. And that's what God was showing me. He said, that's what I was doing with you. He said, I seen you when you was laboring in the vineyard. I seen you when the ministry was much smaller. I seen you when, you know, you wasn't getting the credit or compliment. Nobody really cared but you and me. We care. We care to help the homeless. We care to give our clothes to the naked. We care to feed the hungry. We care to labor in the vineyard for his sake. Jesus and I, he was saying, we cared. You cared, Apostle, and I cared. And we did a great work together. Amen? Even though I couldn't see it, I did tent revivals. I did 41 day revivals. I did Christian, you know, functions. God opened the door. I did the Gospel and Heritage Festival. I did some great things. Had no money. Had no support. And when God would say, next year you're going to be doing your first tent revival in 1988, I said, well, praise the Lord. I thought everything, you know, I was just going to have everything I need. I had nothing. Well, how am I going to do it with nothing? God will send what you need. Make that following year, because he gave it to me in 87, 88, that revival went forth. That tent revival, that very first one. And it almost failed. It almost failed a number of times, but it succeeded. And then I went on to do 5 or 6 more, even some out of town, even larger. The largest tent revival I did was 30 days straight. My God. Again, with no money, with no support. I can't say I didn't have any laborers because God will send the laborers. But you and I must stay dedicated. Can you say dedicated?
Dedicated.
So you see, verse 4 in Psalm 42, it says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holiday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we can just move down to verse 7. It says, deep call it unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. Hallelujah. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. I had a prophet who had came out of jail. He was living in the home for the homeless. Back in those days, this was 1988, 89, and 90. And he prophesied over me. And he says, God is going to give you the seven stars and the seven spirits that's spoken of in the book of Revelation. And the reason that he said that, and just all is just coming to me about my own life, but all of this, the reason he gave me that, he said, is because God said, you have never left your post. You have never left your post. Where's my post? Right there, where you're serving the Lord. You've never walked away. You've never gotten so fed up that you say, it's enough, and I'm going to throw my hands down. I'm going to stop working for the Lord. I can make a better life for myself. Hallelujah. So he gave me spiritual prayer. He prayed. And he said that's the seven stars and seven spirits. Mentioned in the book of Revelations, the fourth chapter, if you turn to it, or you could just listen real briefly, I can pretty much quote it, but I'll turn to it. And it shows you there's two classes of people. There's the kind that, you know, have served the Lord from the beginning, never gave up, stood dedicated. And there's the kind that maybe they had to take a little rain check for a time or two. And that's found, again, God just gave me this. It's not even in my notes. Revelations 4, prophet brought me in Revelations, by the way, and he showed me where the seven stars and the seven spirits were. And he said, that's a special anointing. And I was just reading how God has blessed the deer. Amen. Deep call it unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Hallelujah. When we are dedicated to the Lord, they got some great things that's going to happen. But they may not necessarily be material, but they'll be spiritual. Amen. They'll be things that money cannot buy. Amen. You may not have the things that money could buy, but God is going to bless you with the things that are more important than material things and things that you cannot buy with money. Amen. So if you look in Revelation, the third chapter and the fourth verse, I believe it is, thou have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. See, let me give you the spiritual translation. Hallelujah. Not because I have a translation Bible, but this is the spirit, what the spirit has given me. Thou hast a few names. See, in every church there's a few names that are dedicated, dedicated to the work, hallelujah, that God has placed them on through the pastor, hallelujah, that have not defiled their garments. The word garments means their bodies. See, because when you disobey God like Adam did back in the garden, my God, when you lose that dedication, you're going to lose a lot more. And but God always have a few, a chosen few, a remnant. Hallelujah. Thou has a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their bodies. And they shall walk with me. And if you was looking in Revelation, the writing would be in red. Jesus himself is speaking through the angel. And he said, you will walk with me. The rest may walk with somebody else, the bishop or the pastor or someone. But those that have not defiled their garments, those that are dedicated and true to service of the Lord, those that were sharing the suffering, he said, they're going to walk with me, Jesus said.
Amen.
And guess what?
Amen.
Walk with me in white. And white represents holiness. It represents purity. Glory to God. They're not only going to be walking with me, but they're going to be walking like me too. Walking in holiness because they've passed the test. Hallelujah. I tested them. Oh, yeah. I didn't take their word. Do you love me, Peter? Yes, I love you, Lord. Well, feed my sheep. Well, that should have been the end of it right there. But the Lord said, Peter, I got another question. Do you love me, Peter? Oh, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my little lambs. Peter was getting upset. The Lord asked him that a third time because Peter denied him three times. God ain't looking for no lip service. You see, lip service plus life service equals God service. I'm going to say that again. Lip service plus life service, dedication, means God service. That's the true service of the Lord. And he said, they shall walk with me in white, in holiness, for they are worthy. Now, that's that first group. That's that remnant. That's that chosen few. That's in there, you know, just about every church. Glory to God, they're far and in between. But you could find them if you might can gather them together. It might be four or five in a church of 100. But whoever it is, creation lies. God, he said, my sheep knows my voice. That of a stranger they will not follow. Glory to God. He that, verse 5, this is the other group. He that overcometh. See, Jesus is going to get it. He's a God of a second chance. He that overcometh, yeah, you left your post, but that's all right. Go back to your first love. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. He said they're going to be clothed in white raiment. He's going to make them holy. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, meaning they're still going to keep their salvation. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels, because Jesus is a God of a second chance. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So the Lord is saying, just because you messed up don't mean I'm going to throw you underneath the bus, because I'm a God of a second chance. But what about that person that have been dedicated from day one and they never left their post? They're going to be worthy of the seven stars and the seven spirits. I didn't read that for you, but that's the first, that's the chapter 3, first verse. And this is what it says. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, these things said he that had the seven spirits. Jesus had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. Hallelujah. I know thy works. Amen. Now he's talking to the second group right now. He's saying, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. Because all they have is lip service. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. See, man looks at the outer appearance, but God sees the heart. He don't just hear if a person love him. He can see if a person love him. Hallelujah. He looks at the heart. But look what he says in verse 2. He says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. That faith in that person, if they don't strengthen it, is going to die. Faith is an action word. It's got to, you know, stay active. Glory to God. It's not just what you say, but it's also what you do. It's an action word. James says, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. And look what he says in the close of that scripture. He says, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Amen. And then verse 3 says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. Remember that. And hold fast. Stay dedicated to it. And repent if necessary. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. It's a terrible thing to be found in the hands of an angry God. Can you say, have mercy? Hallelujah. And verse 8, I'm coming to a close. Verse 8, yet the Lord, back into Psalms 42, we're talking about dedication of the body, the soul, and the spirit. Hallelujah. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with me and my prayer unto the God of my life. Now, this is a song of dedication. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to read it. And it says, Judges 5:2. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on the day saying, praise ye the Lord. See, the Lord going to give you a new song in your heart. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel. When the people willingly offered themselves, hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord, God of Israel. Hallelujah. When we serve in God, we have to mean business. We have to mean business with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to mean business. We have to serve God from the heart. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And dedication of the body to God. Hallelujah. Dedication of the body. This is found in Daniel's 10. Hallelujah. Daniel said, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning threefold weeks. Hallelujah. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And then later, Daniel received the victory. Amen? And the victory, I'm just skipping a whole lot just to give you this last piece. This is dedication. By the way, this is a dedication to the body, because Daniel, he did not eat. He's, he He didn't just suffer because he didn't have food, but he fasted before the Lord. Because when you fast before the Lord, glory to God, you are depriving, hallelujah, the physical body of something that it desires. And not only are you depriving it of something that it desires, but you are also crucifying the flesh on the inside, so that as you fast and pray, that God can do a greater work through you to bless the body of Christ. But in Daniel's case, hallelujah, the angel Gabriel came in the 14th verse and says, "Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And when he has spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb." Daniel put his face toward the ground and lay prostrate before the Lord. 21 days of fasting, 21 days of prayer, fasting and prayer. Some come out only that way. And 21 days of not even anointing himself, depriving himself, crucifying the self. Hallelujah. Because when you crucify self, hallelujah, that means you kill the flesh. You kill that carnal nature. It means that you empty the soul in order that God may fill you with spiritual things. And this is what we were talking about. We were talking about, as I take my seat, dedication of body, soul, and spirit. And I'd like to release it back over into your hands, Dr. Evangelist and Sister G. Thank you so much for this opportunity. God bless you.
God bless you too, Apostle. We thank you so much for that word of dedication. Oh, my God, I thank God for that powerful word. He gave us people who are dedicated to God. Most of all, Jesus, how dedicated he was. And the message was a day of dedication, body, soul, and spirit. And it reminded me of the first commandment, where the Lord said, "I want you to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." And the second one is to love others like to love ourselves. So we got to be dedicated to the Lord. We thank God for him and the word. He was talking about Job. Our devil dedicated his life to the Lord, even after he was stripped. So we're going to go through trials, even when we dedicate ourselves to the Lord. But Jesus is our example. So we thank God for that word. I'm going to ask Prophetess Ernestine Lawson if she would pray a prayer for Apostle Bell for refreshing. Good afternoon. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson.
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning, those on Bible Story Land. I have enjoyed from the singing and especially the word, the reminder that we must dedicate ourselves. And what I want to say before I even pray for the man of God, it's just an honor to hear. And that, because literally, what he, as he was going, God was reminding him that I've walked with you, through the whole, hallelujah, through the whole process. Glory to God. While he was being processed, God was right there with him. From being in the cold church, but not enough, but doing the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. From taking care of the homeless, the widows. Hallelujah. God was right there. Whether any man was there, God was reminding him. Hallelujah. And I don't know how old he is, amen. But through this whole journey of preaching, of this whole journey of giving God, hallelujah, his body, hallelujah,
as a temple that God can walk through in the earth realm. God was reminding him this morning, amen, hallelujah, that I've never left him and I've never forsaken him. I was right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as his memory was reminding him and as he was giving, hallelujah, the words of dedication, hallelujah, God was reminding him how dedicated God was to him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you and I give you the glory, oh, God, because it was an awesome word. It was an awesome revelation. It was an awesomeness, Lord God, that God, that you have kept the man of God, hallelujah, and the same thing as the deer panted for the water, so that he panted for you, Lord God. He panted for you knowing that you are only his hope and his help, Lord God, and I thank you that he looked towards the hill which cometh his help, and every time and every situation and every circumstance, Lord God, we thank you that his help came from you. Father, as many of you want to listen to Bible Story Land, oh God, and get the concept, oh God, that the man of God has given. Now, Lord God, as he poured out to us, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that all heavens pour back into him. Lord, I charge the angels that are assigned to minister to him. Lord God, to minister restoration, minister wholeness, even minister, Lord God, hallelujah, everything that he, Lord God, might stand in the need of, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that as you have protected him over the years, God, I thank you, Lord God, and I charge the angels, Lord God, that's hovering, Lord God, around him, Lord God, over his church, over his ministry, over his family, Lord God. There'll be a protective shield around him, Lord God. Stand with his swords drawn for any weapon that the enemy will come after him after giving such a word, oh God. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah for supernatural strength to continue doing the work of the ministry, to edify the body of Christ. Lord God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord God, let no evil come nigh his dwelling. And Father, Lord God, like I said, strengthen him, Lord God, in his physical body. As he said, the soul, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, because the enemy do come after the soul. I pray, Lord God, that every attack, every emotional attack, every financial attack, Lord God, that the enemy may throw at him, as he survived it in the past, that he should still survive it, Lord God, each day in which he lives. Oh, Father, we give you all the glory. And then the final thing is I pray for him. As you restore the Job, I thank you for anything that he's lost, anything that he's even not even considered as a loss because he considered a part of the process. Father, we pray for the devil. And the second month, 2022, I pray for double portion blessing, double portion finance, double portion of health, double portion of strength. God, I pray for the double in his life. Anything that he put his hands on, let multiply, Lord God. I pray for the multiplication, Lord God, of your glory resting on his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to ask you,
Sister Jean, I just want to say thank you for inviting me.
Hold on, baby. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson, would you pray for Mother Ludell? She turned 100 years old on Thursday, so I'm going to ask you, the 10th of February, so if you could say a prayer for her. I got you, Sister Shelley, I heard you. So pray for Mother Ludell, Prophetess Lawson.
Thank you.
Prophetess Lawson, you there?
I'm sorry. Oh, I was praying. I forgot. I had to unmute myself. I'm glad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, Lord God, heavenly host, God. We praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for allowing Mother Udell, hallelujah, to see 100. Lord God, I don't want to be like, just do the catchphrase, amen, because 99 and a half won't do. We thank you, God, that you have allowed her to see. Many have come close to the date, but not make it in, Lord God. But we make it to the 100, oh God, but they made it into heaven. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you strengthened her mortal body. As I heard her sing, she took over the song this morning, Lord of God, and made my spirit leap. I know I'm supposed to be praying for her. The day, I guess, Sister Jean, so much stuff is that's coming to me, amen. But when she took over that song, I said, Lord, let me live. And a man preached on dedication. How am I sure, quote of such a dedicated life that I may live long, hallelujah, dedicated to him. Hallelujah, because that's all I know of Mother Ludell, that she was dedicated to God all the time I've heard her on Bible Story Lane. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for a dedicated woman. I thank you for the example, God, because you said let the senior women, the older women, train up the younger women, Lord God. And, Lord, I'm almost half her age, Lord God. So I thank you for the training. I thank you for the teaching. I thank you for the prayer. I thank you for everything that Mother Ludell has done, not just for Bible Storyland, but she's the example for her church. She's an example for her family. She's an example for her community of a life well dedicated to God. So, God, you can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. God, strengthen her in a man, Lord God. Restore her youth like an eagle, Lord God. Oh, Father, even in her joints, oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will be there, that your anointing oil grease her bones, oh, God. Hallelujah. It's like an Ezekiel, Lord God, when the prophet spoke to the bones and every joint and marrow hooked up again. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that every joint, every marrow, every bone, Lord God, oh, God, I bind the spirit of inflammation. I bind the spirit of arthritis. Lord God, I come against heart disease and sugar diabetes, Lord God. I declare and decree, Lord God, until you call my mother, call her home, Lord God, that she, Lord God, will live a life, hallelujah, with strength and power, and the people see your glory on her life. I pray, Lord God, that your glory will fall, Lord God, that others will see her, Lord God, and say, what a mighty God she served. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that your glory will rest on her even the more. And, Lord God, that she'll be so much strengthened. Strengthen to continue to do the work of the Lord. Strengthen, Lord God, to sing the songs of God. Strengthen, Lord God, to be the grandmother, the great-grandmother, Lord God, and the great-great-grandmother, that she will live, Lord God, and still lay hands on her grandbabies and her great-grandbabies and declaring them for you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, because I remember one time she said, pray for her pastor. I pray, Lord God, that as she lift up the men and women of God, hallelujah, God, that her voice will fall to the ground. But, Lord God, but it will germinate. It will bring forth life. God, Lord God, as you've given her 100 years, Lord God, of life, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, as Caleb's climbed the mountain, Lord God, I pray that she'll have strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not to climb the mountain, speak to the mountain, and declare that the mountain's going to come down. Father, and the life of her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Father, thank you, Lord God. Be assured about her, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh her dwelling. And I declare even longer life to her, Lord God. I bind the spirit of death. I bind anything that would come against your word and your will for Mother Ludell's life, Lord God. And, Lord God, I thank you for the angels that are around and are camped around her. Let no harm or danger come nigh her dwelling. And, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for seeing the 100. And I thank you, letting your will be done in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. God, we give you all the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, dear. Thank you. May God bless you as well.
Amen.
Well,
we thank God for those prayers. Sister Shelley on with us. She's a co-host with Apostle Bailey every Saturday afternoon. So, Sister Shelley, if you can say something, go right ahead.
Just very briefly, I just want to thank you for inviting me here on this line. I truly enjoyed it, and I'm just so sorry I was in the wind trying to get to work. But just briefly, once again, thank you, Apostle Bailey, on that message of dedication and inspiring us to keep the faith and to run on. God bless the woman of God that turned 100 on today. God bless you. May he continue to keep you. And most of all, the co-hosts and everyone that has attended the line. Just very grateful to be here. And I really enjoyed the service on today.
Amen. I didn't even know you was coming on this morning. Thank you, and you're so welcome.
Amen. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. I'm gonna ask Apostle Bailey if he will pray for our babies. They're growing up. Baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere. I don't know if you remember their name or not, but we're thanking God for long life, long life for them. They're about 2 years old right now. So baby Chloe is a little bit over two. Baby Zoe is a little over two, and I'm not sure about baby Revere, but they had kidney transplants, two of them, and they've had complications. But we thank God that they're yet alive, and they have a long life. So if you pray for them, we appreciate it. Just a brief prayer.
Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Baby Chloe, Zoe, and what's the third one's name that you're not sure about?
Revere.
Revere. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for touching the future Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that are coming forth, Lord. And Lord, we have no doubt in our mind, Lord, that you're going to raise them up and that you're going to give them those new organs that they need, if in fact they still need it for their bodies, Lord. Because as I mentioned about dedication and the physical, hallelujah, how you protect the physical body. You protect our soul and you protect our spirit, Lord. And Lord, we speak, as the sister mentioned, the prophetess, about Ezekiel speaking to those bones, hallelujah, that they must live. Glory to God, that they may bear fruit, that they may bear fruit, that they will bear fruit. And Lord, we are thanking you for it, Lord. Total divine healing in the name of Jesus, but under the blood of Jesus, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover them, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus upon those children, O Father. Glory to God, and we come against every demonic spirit, force, or imagination, Lord, that would try to harm them in any way. Because you said in your word, if you harm one of these little ones, it'll be better for you to kill yourself, literally, to tie a millstone around your neck and cast yourself into the sea than to harm one of my little ones. And Lord, I thank you for, and that goes for the devil too. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak divine healing. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and let
amen.
The church of God say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Thank you, Joe. Amen. Well, Prophetess Watson, I'm going to ask you to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, Jackie, everybody on here, and our families, and then we're going to close up. Go ahead, Prophetess Watson.
Amen. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. As the song was said, glory to God, hallelujah. We thank you for Jackie Travis. We thank you for everyone on Bobby Story Land. God, even, Lord God, from whether in particular Jacksonville, hallelujah, New Orleans, God, you know wherever they dwell. Lord God, you know the number of hairs. You know, Lord God, every circumstance that they're facing. So, Father, Lord God, as I do a total uplifting, Lord God, of everyone, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for meeting them where they have need, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, that we charge the angels that are assigned to minister to them and for them to bring about your glorification, Lord God, that they'll minister to meet the needs, Lord God. You said your angels hearken to the voice of the Lord. So therefore, God, I declare and decree, Lord God, that they should be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the fruit of their basket. Lord God, that the blessing of the Lord will make them rich and add no sorrow. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for supernatural health, supernatural healing, supernatural deliverance. I thank you for those who work, and Lord God, and care for the elderly, Lord God, for supernatural strength. Lord God, as they deal, Lord God,
for the elderly, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for supernatural long life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the scale of anointing, Lord God, that there'll be strength, in Lord God, to endure, Lord God, anything that they may face, be willing to fight in the spirit realm, Lord God, by the good fight of faith, oh God, for the life of their grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. I pray for every church, Lord God, the Baptist church, Methodist church, non-denomination. I pray for all the leaders that are head of the church, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for supernatural protection. Lord God, that no weapon form against them, even the weapon of COVID-19. Lord God, will not come nigh their dwelling. I pray, Lord God, for the deacons and the elders, any members of the church, oh God. I pray for those who are praying for the sick, Lord God. And I come in agreement that they shall recover in the name of Jesus. God, as the man of God pray for the children, we pray, Lord God, that our children should be taught of the Lord and grace should be the peace of their children. Lord God, we pray this for the whole gamut, Lord God. And Lord God, because you know what they stand in need of, Lord God. I thank you that no weapon formed against them will prosper. I thank you for any words that come to condemn them, Lord God, that it will be put down. Father, we just give you all the honor and glory. Now, the Holy Spirit who rests, rule, and abide, henceforth forevermore, give them peace, Lord God. Now, hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, that even, Lord God, the Holy Spirit pour upon them the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of you, so they can continue walking in their calling. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much. Well, it's closing time. We thank God for Apostle Bailey bringing forth that mighty word. We thank God for each of you all coming on, being with us today. I pray, God, you have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord, like you lost your mind. I love each one of you, and I'm so grateful God put you in our lives, put us together as the family of God on Bible Storyland. Look forward to hearing from you very soon. So I thank God for your dedication. But most of all, we thank God he's dedicated to us. He won't ever leave us. He won't ever forsake us. He's always, always, always available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you ask Mother Liddell, she'll tell you, God got her to the place where she is now. He brought us that far because of her faith. So we thank God for you all. In the name of Jesus, we thank you all that you are dedicated to us, that you love us with all of your heart, oh God, all of your spirit, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in us. We thank you. Have your way. We surrender all to you, and Lord, as we leave this broadcast, we thank you for walking with us, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer in Jesus' name. I love you.
Amen.
Love you too.
Amen. Love you too.
Thank you.